Well, I want to give you a few announcements right now as we kind of get started with things, some things that we would want to share with you to the church. We've got a letter that came in from the Kemper family. Sandra Kemper, many of you know, passed away about a week and a half ago. And so her family has sent us a card, her son specifically. Said, "Dear Pastor and congregation, we want to thank you for your love and friendship you had for our mother, Sandra Kemper. We so appreciate all of you. Hugs and prayers, Pastor Bob and Connie Kemper." And so I want to pass that along to our church family and give you all that praiseworthy thanks for many of you who stepped up and visited Sandra. It's good to know that she was loved by the members of our church. Also, if you're joining us on YouTube and around the world or possibly around the United States, we invite you to join some of our other content. On the channel, you'll find also Sunday school lessons. We have a children's lesson from Jill, one of our teachers, and so you can join that in as well. Also, we have some adult Sunday school classes, so those are all available to you also if you're watching this. It might be a great opportunity to catch up on some Bible study by looking out there and seeing what we have on our channel. Today we come to you continuing our series. We're mostly finished with this series, heading up towards Easter. In fact, we have just one Sunday left before that Easter sermon. And so we are dealing with the seven sayings of Jesus from the cross. And today we talk about the words of surrender. The words of surrender, what that means to be surrendered unto someone else. There's an author by the name of Bruce Larson. He wrote a book called Believe and Belong. And he tells a story, I think, that relates to this idea of surrender very well. Bruce said in his many years as a counselor, he worked in New York City. And as he worked there in the city, there were many people he'd be counseling with that maybe didn't fully want to surrender or commit to either a relationship or to something else that's going on in their life. And so he said one of the things they could do was try to convince them visually. And so what he would do is he would take them down the street from where he worked to the RCA building. And as they were at the RCA building, he would show them the statue out front that was a statue of Atlas. And if you've ever known anything about the Greek god Atlas, Atlas is supposedly, in the Greek mindset, the one who holds up the earth. And out there in that statue, he would show them that here's Atlas, this well-chiseled, well-built, strong, powerful man of a figure. And on top of his shoulders is this great big globe, the earth. And he's bearing down with all the weight of it upon him and barely able to sustain it. And he says, you know, this is one way you can live your life. You can live this way, carrying the weight of the world around with you, struggling each and every day. He says, but there's another option. And he would take them across the street on Fifth Avenue, and right across the street was St. Patrick's Cathedral. And in St. Patrick's Cathedral, he'd walk them around to the back, and in the back of the altar back there, there was another sculpture, and it was a representation of Christ. And the Christ representation there was a boy of an age of about 8 or 9 years old, and in the palm of his hand rested a globe, the world itself. And he was holding it up like you might spin a basketball on your finger. No care, no worry, no strain, no difficulty, no hardship. And what Larson was illustrating to his patients and to us is that we can choose to be like Atlas and try to hang on to or try to balance all the problems of our world, or we can surrender them to Christ. And when we surrender them to Christ, we will then be able to let Him hold them for us, and our suffering, our pain, our anguish, our struggles all disappear. And so today, as we study this the sixth of the seven sayings of Jesus Christ, we look today at Luke chapter 23. And in Luke chapter 23, we've just coming off some of the other events that have happened to Christ. the things that have taken place at the time that he's hanging there. He's already expressed to his mother her need to be taken care of. He's already said multiple statements about his anguish. We talked specifically last week about his feeling of loss or anguish or separation from God in that moment when God had to pull away for watching all the sins of humanity come upon him. And now we find him in verse 46 of Luke 23, and he says these words. He says, "Then Jesus called out in a loud voice, 'Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.' And having said this, he breathed his last." These words are of Jesus committing or surrendering his spirit unto God. His surrender or commitment to giving up his life, giving up his spirit. And in doing so, he allowed himself to be humbled, to be used by God in this way. And it's a full surrender of his spirit, of his life, of everything that he's done. And it's through this surrender that you and I have a path. We have a direction or movement to where we can believe in Jesus Christ, and through that belief, we are then able to find life eternal. You know, King David in the Old Testament was a great writer, and he loved to write poetics to us, and we have a lot of that poetry written down in the book of Psalms. And in Psalms 31, David has a very descriptive form of God there, and he describes God as a rock, a refuge, a place from the storm, a place that can protect him in all of his troubles. And David had many troubles, fighting many battles, running from Saul, finally becoming the king.